The topic is Suda Shabbos, and just to connect a little, some of the shalos will be nege over Yom Tov, one of the days of the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos. So there's a shaila, you have to have shal shudis. When to have it, you have to have shal shudis somehow, sometime in the afternoon. And there's a shaila when to have it. So I want to talk about different inyan and different shailas of Suda Shabbos, but mainly with the Havana that I want to go through based on the Rishonim, a certain Havana in an inyan of the Suda Shabbos. What's the Makar? What's the inyan of the whole mitzvah? So, and with that, we'll talk about different shailas, b'negiyah the zman, and how to have the Suda Chulu. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos, which is on the paper here, which is on the Bima. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin says, Tana Rabbana, kama sudas chayav adam lachol b'Shabbos? How many sudas is a person supposed to have on Shabbos? Shalosh. There's three sudas. Reb Chitka Amar Arba, which is, that's why a sudas Reb Chitka is, some people have an extra suda, the fourth suda have four. Amar Reb Yochanan v'shneyem mikra echa darshu, it all comes from one pasuk. Vayomer Moshe, by the man, ichluhu hayoim, you should eat the man hayoim, ki Shabbos hayoim la'Hashem, because Shabbos today is for Hashem, lo hayoim lisim tzu'u basad, it says hayoim three times in the pasuk. Tahani plus hayoim, there's three times hayoim. It says hayoim in the pasuk three times, so we learn from there, like Rashi says, l'minyan shalosh sudas ba. He's supposed to have three sudas hayoim learned out, three sudas on Shabbos learned out from the fact that the pasuk by the man refers to hayoim three times. Now, aside from that, there's a separate halacha l'mashal on Yom Tov. You have to have two sudas. Every Yom Tov you have to have two sudas, which is either a din in simcha, or kavod, or oineg, different ways to understand it. But there's a general halacha that every Yom Tov you have to have two sudas, even without hayoim. Two sudas is a mitzvah, one by night, one by day. And the Rambam says that's al oineg Shabbos. That's al oineg Shabbos. The lashon of the Rambam is chayv adam lachol gimel sudas b'Shabbos, echad arvus, echad shachris, echad b'mincha, v'tzach lizar. Oh no. Not here. But the Rambam says it's al oineg Shabbos. So let's go with that. That there's a mitzvah of oineg Shabbos to have two sudas, but there's an extra mitzvah of three sudas on Shabbos from the pasuk of Tlatz Hayoyim. Now, there's a stira in the Rashba, b'negeya shaila, if you could be yoytzei, the din suda Shabbos with mine tagimo, let's call it mezoinis, just for argument's sake, do you have to have bread? Or it could be yoytzei with some other things, peris or mezoinis. So the Rashba over here on Shabbos, on that Gemara, brings down, that v'chein yeshayimim shafil avad ois and shalosh sudas b'mine tagima shaper dami, your yoytzei if you have all three meals with mine tagima. Mine tagima means other foods, not necessarily bread. So there is mashma that all three meals you could be yoytzei with something other than bread. The thing is that there's a steer in the Rashba, because Rashba and Brachis in the shayla over there talking about if you skipped Ritzei in benching. So the halacha is if you skipped Ritzei in benching, so the Rashba says you have to go back. Why? Because since it's a mitzvah on Shabbos to have bread, and memeila it's a chiv to have a suda of bread, and therefore you have to bench. So therefore Ritzei is a chiv, since Ritzei is a chiv, because you have to wash and you have to bench, so memeila, if you forget Ritzei, you have to repeat your benching. But Dr. Rashba, that's only for first two meals. But the third meal, since you don't have to have bread, you could be yoytzei with mine targima, then the third meal, suda shlishis, if you forget Ritzei, then you don't have to repeat benching. Because that suda you could taka be yoytzei without bread. That's the lashon of the Rashba, it's on the paper. Uminon nami shaminon, de b'shabes akorchi ochal pas, shum deksib be oineg. So the Rashba, it's a stira. Here the Rashba and Bracha says that the first two meals you have to have bread. Only the last meal you could have is not bread. And in Shabbos, he sounds like all three sudas you could have mine tagima. Oh, now, one other thing before we say, maybe present an answer to the Rashba, is there is a Ran. And the Ran is also on the page. It brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The shaila is, are nashim mechuyavais in the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos? So there's reasons why to mechayiv them, because all the mitzvahs are Shabbos, are hukash to the lavim of Shabbos are hukash to the mitzvahs of Shabbos. The mitzvahs of Shabbos are hukash to the lavim of Shabbos. But the Ran says a whole different reason why nashim are chayavais in the Sudas of Shabbos. Zok there, v'kosav Rabbeinu Tamzal, the nashim chayavais b'shalish seudais. Also, women have the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah to have two loaves of bread. Why? Sha'af hein hayu b'oisa anes. Because those things are zeicha to the nes of the man, and they also enjoyed the man. So just like we find by Chanukah, by Dal Koisis, and Purim, Afhin Hayu Ba'isa Anes, since Nashim also were Nene from the Nes, so Mamela, they also have the mitzvahs that come as a Zecha to the Nes. So therefore, the mitzvahs that are Zecha to the Mon, Nashim are also Chayiv in those mitzvahs. What are those mitzvahs? Zakhtar Ben Atam, Sudas Shabbos, and Lecha Mishnah. So Shabbos went to the Shabbos. What is Sudas Shabbos? Zecha Laman. Sudas Shabbos is because of Oinig, or Kovid, or Simcha, or something else. What's Rabbi Natan saying? They have to have Sudas Shabbos because Zecha Laman. And Afen Hayu Ba'isa Anes. The Lecha Mishnah is Zecha Laman. But what is this? So, L'chaira, what we could say is like this. That really comes out, if you work through this, is that really there's two separate mitzvahs in the Suda Shabbos. Is that there's two, let's say like that, there's two dinim in Suda Shabbos. There's two mitzvahs in Suda Shabbos. There's one mitzvah of, like Yom Tif, or a little different than Yom Tif is Simcha, on Shabbos it's Oinig. There's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos, Oinig Shabbos, and that's a din to have a Suda by night and a Suda by day. Just like Yom Tif. That's one mitzvah. The mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos. And that mitzvah is to have one Suda by night and one Suda by day. There's another mitzvah to do Zecha Laman. In the Pasuk of the Man, it said Hayoim three times. And therefore, in the Pasuk of the Man, it's telling us that to do Zecha Laman, you're supposed to have three Sudas on Shabbos. So, the din of the Zecha Laman is to have three Sudas, not just the third. Not just to add on one. The din of the Zecha Laman is Tlas Hayoim Ksiv. Is an Indian of Zecha Laman to have three Sudas on Shabbos. So it comes that on Yom Tif, there's only one reason to have Sudas, let's say. But on Shabbos, there's two dinim. There's one din to have Oinig, and you have to have two Sudas. There's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to have three Sudas. And the three Sudas are Zecha Laman. You're Mekayim the mitzvah of Zecha Laman. Some say that... I'm not sure who else talks about this, so... whatever. We say that according to this, that if you don't have the last Suda, you weren't Yotze this Zecha Laman at all. You weren't the Zecha Laman has to have three Sudas. You didn't, Oinig Shabbos, each Suda is a mitzvah. But this thing, the mitzvah is to have three Sudas. If you only had two, you didn't do the mitzvah, you didn't do the Zecha. You didn't do the Zecha. That's why we call this, the last meal, we call Shalosh Sudas. Some say, why is it called Shalosh Sudas? Shalosh Sudas, Shloisha Sudas. It's because you fulfilled the mitzvah of having three meals with that one. Once you have that, then you fulfill the whole mitzvah. Then you have three meals, you fulfilled the mitzvah. If you don't have that one, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah at all. You didn't have even two. You didn't have two-thirds of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have all three. So it comes out that the first two meals is really two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah that it's the first of the three of the Zecha Laman, and there's also a mitzvah to do Oinig and Kavod of Shabbos. So Mamela, there's no steer in the Rashba. The Rashba in Mechsechtas Shabbos is talking in the sugya of Zecha Laman, and over there he says the din of Zecha Laman is that you could fulfill that with three meals. What do you have to eat? Who said you have to eat bread? You can have anything. Have mini targima, chicken, mezainas. You might say that din. But in Shabbos he's saying there's a new din. You have to bench because there's a din oinig that you have to make sure you have to have two sudas of bread. So that means even though we pask in Lamaisa, you know, everyone knows, a shal shudas is the whole thing. Can you be yotze with bread, or do you have to have bread? Can you have mezainis? It's really a shal in all three meals, but the other two meals you have to have bread anyway, else oinig Shabbos. But it'll come out of nafkamina. Let's say you don't have any bread. You have three pieces of targima, whatever that is. You have three pieces of meat. So according to this, it would still be an inyan to have, or mezainis, let's say. So there would still be an inyan to have that three times. One by night, one by day, and one in the afternoon. Because it's still an inyan to have three meals. Even though it's not shal shudis, so why are you having mezainis for? Because there's mekayim, the zecha laman, by having three meals of targima. So if you don't have any bread, you should still have three meals of targima, because there's another din of zecha laman. This miyashiv, another thing. Now there's people start making early Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's in Mishnah Samech Zayin, that if a person made early Shabbos, they can make Kiddush before Shkia and eat their Suda before Shkia. But V'yesh cholkim v'soivrim she'izor l'mshech sudasa ad alayla, and you should have a kazayis of bread at night. Why? Now, it's a very shver psak, this psak, because you made early Shabbos. Is early Shabbos Shabbos or not Shabbos? If early Shabbos is Shabbos, so that you're yotze kiddush and you're yotze your meal, so what do you gain by having a kazayis of bread? First of all, you didn't have a gefilte fish and kugel, so you're having bread. What are you gaining with that? Second of all, why is it enough Shabbos? You don't have to make kiddush again after Shkia. So it's enough Shabbos to be yotze kiddush. So what do you have to have another kazayis for at night? What's the pshat on it? So the Mishmur continues, and he says, V'yesh cholkim v'soivim she'izor l'mshech sudosa ad alayla v'yoichal kazayis b'layla v'taymom. What's the reason of the El Yerabba? T'kiyev an de'agim u'sudos yalfinan. We learned the sources from this Gemara. Mimad iksev ichlu hu'ayoyim ki Shabbos hayoyim la'ashem ba'inen she'ikayim oisim b'yoyim Shabbos atzmoy. Because since it says hayoyim three times, you have to do that din at night when it's Shabbos. That means, what he's saying is that as far as the din of Kiddush, and as far as the din of Oinig Shabbos is concerned, it's Tosfos Shabbos. You could be Yotze that din before, when you were Kabbal Shabbos early. So you're Yotze Kiddush, you're Yotze Suda Shabbos, the mitzvah. But there's another din. There's a din to have Tlasa Hayom, Zeich Laman. So who says it's Tosfos Shabbos on that? There's Tlasa Hayom. You have to have it during the day. Three meals during the day of Shabbos. Hayom. Hayoim, Tosfos Shabbos is not Hayoim. Tosfos Shabbos is Zalacha, Tosfos Shabbos. But Hayoim needs to be on the day, physical day of Shabbos. So Mamela, for that, you should continue and have your bread, your thing. According to this shtickle, it will come out, you don't have to have bread. You can have Minei Tagima. Because what you're trying to fulfill after Shkia is just the other din, is the din of Tlas Hayoim. So whatever you, but we hold that you should have bread for Shal Shudis. So it's the same. Whatever you hold for Shal Shudis is what you would hold for this extra continuing after Shkia. So if you made Kiddush, no, Shal Shudis, I did Oinig already. Oinig is only two meals. I did Oinig already by Friday night and Shabbos morning. I had Oinig. The third meal is only for the Tlas Ayon. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings down different shittas. Well, you could be yotze that with. We paskin lemaisa. You should have lechem. So for whatever reason, we paskin. You have lechem for Shal Shudis. You should have lechem after Shkia. By early Shabbos as well. That's what he means. But if you hold for Shal Shudis, yeah, exactly. Yeah. After Shabbos. Well, Halayla, I don't know. Maybe singing something, maybe Tzitzis HaKachom. You're right, maybe. It says Lila, so whatever Lila would mean. So it comes out that's Pshat in that Halacha. This shtickle I saw in the Sefer Asher L'Shleima, from Rav Shmuel Kaberman. He's most of this shtickle, maybe. Basically, al derech zeh. So, comes out that there's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to make a zeichel aman, and that's where Rabbeinu Tam says nashem rechayv in that. And that's rechayv three meals. And of those meals, so the Rashbos, you could do din targima, different opinions. That you have to do at night, maybe, according to the Mishnah Berurah. And then there's a din of oinig and kavod, and for that you have to have bread. There's two other very, very geshmak nafkaminas of this discussion. One is more in lamdas, and one is more practical. So we'll get to the lamdas one first. Make sure we get to that one, and then the other one we'll hopefully have time for. So that one, maybe the other one we'll wait for, won't be mind if we go a little late with. So the first thing is that the Mishnah Berurah says, this is a halacha. What happens if you didn't have a meal at night? You didn't eat your night meal. So, the Rama says in Reish Tzadi Aleph, if you didn't have a night meal, the Rama says, Mishalei ochel b'leil Shabbos, yochel shalosh sudas b'yom Shabbos. So you should have three meals by day. Now, kipshute, why are you having three meals by day? Because you didn't have one yet, so just push it off. So you should sing Kari Bon Olam by the first one, and Baruch Kelayim by the second one, Mistama, right? So in other words, the first one is the night meal, and the second one is the first meal, and the second one is the second meal. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, halacha, that you have your first meal, and on the second meal of the day, if you forgot to say Ritzeh, you don't have to repeat benching. Mishnah Berurah brings down from and he says, look in the Shari Tshuva, and the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Birki Yosef. So in the Shoina Halachis, the Sefer Shoina Halachis, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, I don't understand what this halachis is all about, how does that make any sense? He says, look in Hilchis benching, it's not true. The second meal of Shabbos, the second meal of Shabbos, if you didn't say benching with Ritzeh, you have to repeat benching. So, I mean, he doesn't ask all this. It's just, but that's what he's asking. So he says that why would we say that if you didn't have anything Friday night, so you're starting your meal Shabbos morning. Okay, so you had one meal Shabbos morning. Now the second meal, that's not Shal Shudis, it's the second meal. So if you didn't bench with Ritzeh, you should have to say Ritzeh. But yet he says not like that. The lashon of the Birkei Yosef is because since it's a sudas tashlumin, it could be that you don't have to have bread. So it's mashma from him that really you missed your night meal. But there's a new din tashlumin. So memeila, just like by davening, if you're doing tashlumin, the first one is really the one you do first is the one of this zman, and then you do tashlumin after. So really, the first meal you're doing is the Shabbos morning suda. So you sing Baruch Hilayim by the first one. So the first one is the first suda, and then the second one is tashlumin for the night.
The second, make the night kiddush for the second meal.
No, kiddush has to do with no meals. Kiddush has to do with it's a mitzvah. Yeah, but the second one is really tashlumin for the it's tashlumin. That's lashon the Birkei Yosef. It's tashlumin. So tashlumin. Why tashlumin? I'm doing two meals, So tashlumen. So it's a tashlumen, he says, and that's why that's really the second meal. But still, so what if it's a tashlumen? You should still have to repeat benching. Teretz is like this. According to what we're saying, it's very gishmak. Pshat is really oinig Shabbos is a mitzvah to eat one by night, one by day. Is it oinig to have this type of food? Now I didn't eat it. You eat double. It's not oinig anymore. So Mela, I lost my mitzvah of oinig. Norvas, I have a new mitzvah of plus ayoyim. I have to have three meals, as zeich laman. But those meals have a specific designated time. It's plus ayoyim. You have to eat it during a designated time. So there's one of the hayoyims is at night. One of them is by day. And one of them we'll see is in the afternoon. So really, you missed your chance to do that one. But you could do it as a tashlumen. But since all you're being yoytze is the tlas ayoyim dikadin, so you don't have to have bread. Or even if you do have to have bread, but you don't repeat benching like Shal Shudis. So Mamela, really the Oinik Shabbos mitzvah I lost out. But and I'm starting my first meal, the first meal of the day of Oinik Shabbos. But the second one, I'm still trying to be mashlim, the Zeich Laman that I didn't do at night, and I could do it again by day. But as a din like Shal Shudis, which you don't repeat benching. So he says it's a suffix. Echnami. Oh, so there's a bach about that. Mamash just points. So it's very geschmack. So now there's one other shayla. If I get that. There's one other shayla. The shayla is like this. So what's the zman for the sudas? What's the zman for the sudas? So we already said that the night one, we said from the Mishnah Berurah, is not from Tisha Shabbos, is at night. And we know that there's a famous discussion about Shal Shudis. Can you eat it in the morning, in the afternoon, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and all these things. So there's a big discussion when you have to have Shal Shudis. And Kipshutai, we paskin, that you have to have the Shal Shudis in the afternoon. Now, apparently there's a widespread minig that people used to not be in the mood of Shal Shudis. So what they would do is they would split the morning meal. They would have one meal in the morning, and they would split it. So they would, after the fish, whatever, they would bench, take a walk, come back, have the chant, and then Yoytze Shal Shudis. So the question is that a good minig or not? So the Rishonim talk about it, the Beis Yosef talks about it, everyone talks about it. So there's a tshuva here from the Shavas Tshuvas Min HaShemayim. Shavas Tshuvas Min HaShemayim is the Shak Vatari of one of the Bali Toitzvis with a Magid. And he wrote down the answers that the Magid told him. So apparently this was one of the important things that he had in his mind, and he discussed this with the Magid. So he asked him, it's on the second page here, he says, so he asked him, is this a good minig, is it not a good minig? And the Magid answered him back, he said, I don't know what you're asking me, because it says, it says a pasuk three times hayoyim. You have to have three meals, and each one ma hayomim mechulakim zemizeh kein tzuchas liras hashoyis shal shalosh seudos mechulakim zemizu. Okay, you have to have each sudas at a separate time. So that means the zman of the night sudas at night, the zman of the morning sudas by the morning, and the zman of the afternoon sudas after mincha. is that in the afternoon. So you can't just split it up and have the morning Suda and the Shal Shudas in the morning. It doesn't work that way. Then you're not doing three times Hayoyim. So there's a halacha, mitzad this din of Zeicher Laman, that each one has to be mechulak. You have to have morning, night, morning, afternoon. So, and that's why the psak basically is that you have to have Shal Shudas in the afternoon. What people don't realize is the Shaila comes up, according to this, the other way around. And the Aruch HaShulchan talks about it. Is what about having the morning meal late? And that happens, right? You go to Shul, there's that, it gets dragged out, Kiddush, whatever. So you don't sit down for your meal until after Chatzos. So the Aruch HaShulchan, which is over here, says that everyone's all busy, trying with all the Rishonim, everybody is busy with figuring out if you can have Shal Shudas in the morning. Says, I don't know why no one figured out to be busy with that you could have your morning meal in the afternoon. Says, it's also a big shaila. So he writes there, just like Shal Shudas, it says, tlasa hayoyim, and you have to have a hayoyim, and you have to have the morning meal in the morning. That's the zman for the morning meal. That's all Chashokhan Paskins. So it comes out that you would have to have according to him, the morning meal already in the morning. What Rabbi Clayton asked was, what about if there's a whole shaila about if there's a fire, how many challahs do you take out according to the meals that you had? So the Bach. I once said this idea over to one of the rabbanim, like, what Rabbi Chaim Lieberman? So he showed me this Bach. The Bach says that if you didn't eat your morning suda yet, and it's after chatzos, and a fire breaks out, then you can't take out challahs for that meal. You only have one meal left, because it's right after chatzos, you already missed your meal. So you only can eat one meal. You can only be matzah challahs for one more meal, because you already lost your morning meal. It means he's going like this, Aruch HaShulchan, that the morning suda also has a zman. It has to be in the morning before chatzos. So it comes out with this thing, so just recap quickly, So that's why it comes up Negea, Erev Shah, that to have, this is a big shah, had to have Shal Shudas on Shabbos when it's the first day Yom Tov. Because some people will split the meal, but you split the morning meal, you're going to run into this problem. If you're too late, then you're too close to the second day Yom Tov.
So what do you do?
The best thing to do is to have Shal Shudas before Teisha Shais, but after Teisha Shais, you could also have to. There's another reason. The Ritva has another reason why I shouldn't split the morning meal. Yeah, you're right. Out this reason, you could split it at Chatzos. But there's another reason not to split the meal, because it's not Sudas Nikaris, the Ritva says. So, anyway. So now what we're saying is that there's really two mitzvahs of Suda Shabbos. One is Atz Oineg, and one is Atz Zeicher Laman, Tlas Hayom Ksivi. And the Nafkamina is that first of all, that even if you yotzi Suda Shabbos, like by Tosfos Shabbos, you made Shabbos early, you should still have something afterwards to be kind of the din of Tlas Hayom, like the Mishnah Berurah says. Nafkamina is also the Zman, that according to this thing of Tlas Hayom, each one has its own Zman. We said pshat that's why you could be yotzi Shal Shudas with Mina Tagime, maybe because it's only mekayim the din of Tlas Hayom. If you have no bread whatsoever, it could be the still din to have three times Mina Tagima. And that pshat in that Mishnah Berurah, that if a person forgot the night meal altogether, then really what they're doing, they have one morning meal and the night meal, and then the second meal is a tashlumen for that, because you mekayim this extra din of Tlas Hayom. Okay.